Why was it important to you to write these stories and to write this book?
Well, when we were living in Saudi Arabia, we were writing stories about a strange and unfamiliar place. And every time we walked out the door, it felt like we were encountering situations and people that Americans wanted to and needed to know more about. But once Kelly moved to Iraq and I was essentially a stay-at-home dad in Istanbul, my writing turned more inward, and I started to write stories to figure out what my new life was.
And at the same time, as you're in Beirut and you're seeing the evidence of all of this violence around you, how is your experience different from a Lebanese family trying to raise their kid?
I mean, as with just about any major city in the world right now, there's a real divide between the rich and poor. There's a tremendous amount of wealth in Lebanon, and it's not just Lebanese. We rented an apartment in this old Ottoman era house, gorgeous. And one of the apartments went empty, and so this very wealthy Syrian family moved in. I had a lot in common with that Syrian family in some ways. I mean, was my city of origin, Miami, being bombed by a tyrannical despot? No. But, you know, they had a little kid, and our kids would play, and we both were making decisions about, you know, should we keep them out of school today because there was a car bomb across town? Should we get on a plane and move to Turkey? You know, we talked about that. But again, like, there was a whole giant class of people with very, very little money. I mean, in Syria itself, there are families that have moved into caves, like prehistoric caves, to like avoid being blown up.
Which makes me wonder, so you grew up in Miami, and this is a place where you meet people all the time who have fled with their families from some sort of traumatic event. How did your Middle East experience change the way that you understand the community that you grew up in?
It was funny. I flew from New Orleans last night, and to be on an airplane full of people going to Miami is such a wonderful experience. You know, everyone's loud and laughing and talking a mile a minute, and everyone has way too much luggage, and it's all pink and glittery. And, you know, but if you take the time to kind of think, like, each of them has some sort of unique story. And sort of the glam and glitter of Miami was something that frustrated me a lot as a kid. And I sensed, incorrectly, a shallowness to Miami and a sort of a lack of history. But frankly, that was my fault. That was my ignorance. So to come back now as an adult, which I've been doing for nearly 20 years, is to see the rich tapestry of waves of people who've come here. You know, I remember as a kid, you know, we'd go to the beach and there would be, you know, the broken up parts of rafts from, you know, when the Haitian exodus. I don't think I was prepared well enough by my peers and my educators to think deeply about how unique Miami is.